Mr. Amador, can I speak to you for just a second?
Sure.
How are you doing today? What have you had an equally busy day?
Equally as busy. You know, the election day is a very important day, and you know, just want to encourage all of the voters, all the registered voters, to get out there and vote and respect our veterans who have fought for our freedoms and liberties, and everyone who wears our nation's uniform, who's fighting for our freedom and preserving our way of life.
And what's the last minute message that you're you want to sway an undecided voter who hasn't decided who they're going to vote for in the 46th Senate District?
Well, it's a very important election year. This the balance of power is really the linchpin in the 46th Senate District. You know, New York does not want to go back to the one-party rule years that we had in the state legislature, where we had late budgets. We had $14 billion of more taxes and spending. And, you know, we've had less school aid funding because of that. And an 18A utility tax that we're all paying for every single month, driving up our utility costs. So it's important that everyone gets out and votes. And I believe in the future of New York. It's a matter of having strong representation, leading, standing in the gap, and fighting for our fair share for upstate New York, because New York City always gets the majority.
What would you do for rural broadband if you got elected tonight?
Well, I introduced a rural resurgence initiative that part of that initiative would bring broadband, rural broadband, process, more monies, and you know, we need to reform some of the regulatory policies to streamline the process, to invest in the infrastructure, allow communication companies to, in a very smart environmental justice way, to put up the towers to lay the fiber so that our rural communities can benefit from the World Wide Web and have the bandwidth that the communities need so that businesses can grow and thrive in the rural counties.
I guess, and finally, do you expect to have a result tonight? Last time it took a while.
I sure hope so. You know, last time we went through a four-month recount, I really believe that the way the polls show, we're going to have the results tonight in the 46th Senate District. And I really hope to be victorious. I look forward to serving the people of and all of the residents of the 46th Senate District and the state of New York. We need strong leadership. We need to get New York back on the right track. That's going to help create jobs. It's going to help give opportunities for our young people, so the brain drain in upstate New York communities will stop, and educate our kids, make them career ready and job ready, and college ready, when they graduate high school.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to WGXC.
Thank you.